The following is a presentation of Harry Clay Productions. Welcome to a Radio Affliction Quickie.
Now here's your host and modulator, Peter Clay.
And hello again, everyone. I am Peter Clay. The need for speed is the topic of this Radio Affliction Quickie. And why do we have this need to feel be so stimulated all the time, whether it's going to Starbucks every morning, having a cup of coffee, or in my own case, the sugar-free Rockstar. I know I put Diet Rockstar in the blog post, but it officially is sugar-free Rockstar. No sugar, no carbs. It's good for you. Plus, it has milk thistle in it. So as you can tell, I've had one or two already. But anyway, the need for the stimulation. What's the deal? And doesn't it seem odd to you that after oil, that the second most important commodity, imported commodity into the United States, is coffee? Is there other ways that we can motivate ourselves to be motivated rather than the need to be stimulated? Is it maybe, now this is just an opinion, there's no data to back this up or any scientific scenario here, just a question. Is it because we aren't really doing the things we want to do in life? We're not really with the people we want to be with? And so we need this artificial chemical, even though I know everything is chemical, in order to get us going so we can get through it and move on and go on to a better place later in life or when we retire. We're living for the future and not living for the now, so we're just getting through it as fast as we can. That's just a thought. I don't know. But again, I got upset with myself when it took a can of Red Bull to clean my whole apartment when, you know, this is something that I should want to do. I should want it to look nice. I should want it to be nice. I should be able to know where everything is and not have to go, oh, blah, blah. What do you think? You can go ahead and give me an email at radioaffliction@gmail.com. Or you can always check out the blog post and leave comments there. That's radioaffliction.blogspot.com. And let me know. And we'll see you next time on the Radio Affliction.